Hi, I'm Poorthi Kachpalia, Science Communicator at CSR Institute of Genomics and Integrative Biology. And we are back with the fifth episode of ITIB et al. During the last week, multiple science outreach activities happened at the Institute to observe World Antimicrobial Awareness Week. Hindi versions of posters created by WHO were disseminated amongst the common public. A short AMR quiz as a web app was released, and a short story writing competition, which can also include flash fiction or micro tale, was announced and will go on till 15th December. During the week, various researchers at the Institute got together to talk about AMR. In the first part of this episode, we heard a conversation between Bharat and Dr. V.P. Singh talking about AMR in veterinary sciences. In the second part, we have research scholars, PhD students of Dr. Bhupesh Taneja's lab, Sunil, Trisha and Tanushree, who talk about AMR in a little more detail, along with some of the work that is going on in the Institute. So let us hear from them.
I am Sunil Nagpal. I am a PhD student at TSIR IGIB.
Hello everyone, my name is Trisha Moitra. I am a fourth year PhD student in CSIR IGIB and I work on antimicrobial resistance in escape pathogens.
Hello everyone, my name is Tanushree and I am a third year PhD student and I am working on molecular investigations in fungal infections, specifically in the Indian scenario.
What is AMR?
Antimicrobial resistance is something where microorganisms survive or resist in an environment where the antimicrobial is present.
So you mean that somebody gets infected or say somebody gets treated in a hospital and they are given some antibiotics or some antimicrobials and they do not respond at all and that leads to a lot of deaths. So why does it happen actually?
To understand AMR, you need to know what is actually happening in that environment where the microorganism is present.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what happens is antimicrobial resistance occurs when there is misuse or overuse of antibiotics.
Tanu, you are working on fungus, right? So if I am using some antifungal and that fungus becomes resistant to that one antifungal, is it coming under the spectrum of AMR?
Yes, antifungals also come under the ambit of AMR because AMR is the microbial resistance. So microbes can include anything that may be bacteria, fungi or virus. People must be aware about the most common fungal infection. It was talked about during the COVID-19 pandemic and it is the black fungus.
Oh yes, I remember this, black fungus.
It is named because of the symptoms it showed after the infection and also because of the fungal texture. It is of black color. The patients that were infected with SARS-CoV-2 virus were prescribed with steroids in order to pacify the inflammation. But since this pathogen being an opportunistic fungi, it seemed to have taken the advantage and emerged as a secondary infection in the patients that were already infected with COVID-19. Since this is a very lethal infection, so it was found that the antifungals that were being to the patients were not effective in that frequency. Only amphotericin B was showing good activity, but at the same time, it is a high toxicity level, so it was given in the intravenous form. I'm working on to find out other potential targets and therapies so that the amphotericin B showing high toxicity level, the usage of this antifungal can be reduced and other therapies can also be introduced in order to, in the future develop for this.
That's very interesting work and you are doing great service to the society, I must say. You talked about one particular antifungal being working, which means some antifungal didn't work. Now, is there a classification of microbes based on how many antimicrobials they are resistant against and how many they are not, or are they completely resistant against everything that exists? So is there some sort of classification?
Yes, Sunil, I can say this in with respect to bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So if any bacteria is resistant towards a broad spectrum of antibiotics, it is classified under multi-drug resistance or MDR.
Okay.
And if any bacteria or if that particular MDR is showing resistance to all the antibiotics known, then it is referred to as XDR or extensively multi-drug resistant strains. So based on this, WHO has classified various bacteria which community spread or nosocomial infections spreading bacteria. They have classified these MDR and XDR strains on the basis of priority levels to which urgently antibiotics are needed to treat infections infected by these strains. So based on this, three categories: critical priority, at the critical level, high priority, and the low priority bacteria.
So these criticalities or priorities are based upon how much they are impacting the society,
how much they are impacting the society, mm-hmm. and how much resistance they are showing, whether they are MDR okay. or XDR.
Okay.
So the critical priorities are the XDR strains.
Okay.
The critical and high priority are XDR strains, lower MDR strains.
Okay. Any examples?
XDR, chelates E. coli.
Oh.
Which
wow.
which is a novel commensal bacteria form.
Yeah, I thought E. coli was my friend.
E. coli, it's there. Klebsiella pneumonia, Acetobacter baumannii, and Pseudomonas aeruginosa.
Okay.
And in the high priority list, it's the Staphylococcus aureus, which is actually MRSA, methicillin mm-hmm. resistant Staphylococcus aureus.
Okay, so we are talking yeah. about an antibiotic here, yeah. Audience. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Enterococcus faecium. So these are the high priority bacteria. But the critical okay. priority bacteria, which is actually, if you see, you must have heard the term escape pathogens, which are... Yeah. These six bacteria are notorious bacteria which are mostly involved in nosocomial infections.
Mm-hmm.
Nosocomial infections is actually community or hospital acquired infections.
Okay.
Like the UTI disease or pneumonia, which you have acquired from community or hospital.
Oh,
from a hospital.
Okay.
So these six are the most causative agents of these, and these are actually classified in the critical and high priority list of WHO.
I mean, I learned a lot. Learned a lot about different types of pathogens, different types of drug resistant pathogens, MDR, XDRs, the critical lists being hosted by WHO to ensure that the priorities are right. And probably that's why such a huge amount of funds are being sanctioned for this area of research. $1 billion fund called as AMR Action Fund.
The latest report shows that even these MDR and the critical priority strains, these are also showing resistance towards the fourth class of cephalosporins, the fourth generation antibiotics.
So that's why we need this fund to develop some new generation of antibiotics.
Yeah, and these the WHO have prioritized based on the for urgently need of antibiotics to treat infections caused by these strains.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you.